Can you remember when you first heard about the Crailsheim Merlins?
Yes, that was some time, maybe 2008 or 2009, about 10 years ago, I would say. I was playing then for a club in Finland that also had some type of play practice games against the Merlins. That was Kouvot from Kouvola, and that way I heard about it.
So, and when you finally arrived in Crailsheim City, was it like you expected to be like, or was it completely different?
I didn't have a lot of expectations, good or bad. So I've lived in I grew up my teenage years in a town with 7,500 people. So, and I've lived in Helsinki and Berlin, so everything in between that. And I think I didn't have too many expectations to one or the other direction.
So Crailsheim is the smallest Bundesliga basketball base in Germany. Is it an advantage or a disadvantage?
I don't think it's, or let's say it can be both. So the benefits of working in a small town is that usually the chemistry in the team is easier to build because the players naturally spend more time together. They spend evenings playing PlayStation or like in our case, they make food together or they have lunch together. It's easier to have this in a smaller setting, and also the connection between the fans and players and club is stronger than in a big town. Some players are then, if you look at the flip side, the other side of it, some players are not going to choose a smaller town if they see themselves as big town guys, or they will have trouble adjusting to this type of environment. So it can work both ways.
What would you say, what was the secret of success in this year that the Merlins managed the first time to stay in the basketball Bundesliga? Was it this chemistry?
Well, success is obviously a relative term when you finish 16th out of 18 teams, but for us it was obviously successful and historical for the club. In the end, we set out to build a team that has good character guys that will stick to each other and stick to the plan all the way to the end. And I think it proved to be the right decision because we did not collapse, even though we had a very tough 7-game losing streak before the last 2 games against very good teams, and we had a chance in those games, and then not getting the win out of those was emotionally difficult. But the way the guys came through in the last 2 games, I think, speaks to the character of our players and the common trust we were able to create within the team, between the players themselves and then between the players and the coaches.
And how you motivated the team all the time, as you said, after really close defeats, did you use some special techniques to keep them focused?
No, there was nothing special involved in that. We chose a little bit different approach for the last week after the Göttingen game. We felt like usually at that time of the year, teams don't have very hard practices, but during the week where we played Jena and Oldenburg on Friday and Sunday, we had hard and long practices on Monday and Wednesday, and then Tuesday and Thursday were much, much shorter, and it was an approach we have used in the years before, especially last year in the playoffs in Pro A. And it seemed to work very well in that we got the enough work done that we could improve on still few specific things for the games, but still have relatively fresh bodies and minds going into 2 games that we knew are must wins for us. So it was a balancing act, and in the end, I think it worked very well.
In general, do you teach a certain type of basketball philosophy?
I heard a smart thing once that a professor said, and he was like, it's, you know, when people describe their own philosophy, it can, you know, a lot of people use beautiful words and to describe this is what I do, but then the real thing can be very different. What happens, I think we play team-oriented basketball. It takes some time to learn, play this way, because you need trust and you need to understand, you need to develop a common language between the players. You need a rhythm for that, and it takes some time. But to me, basketball is first and foremost, it's a team game, and everybody has their own role in the team, and they need to feel comfortable in that. And that's where the success comes from. It's not about the individuals, but it's always about the team. And I think that's something that's been good for us in the past few years. If we talk about style of play or how we played this year, we were a pretty offensive-oriented team, and we are looking to have a better balance for that next season. But the thing that worked for us was the relatively high tempo, which we play the game with. This was one of our strong points.
What is important for you as a head coach of a professional team in training? What are your focus in training?
The focus is focus. So it's really hard to achieve anything without the concentration and the focus of the players. We look for players like that who are able to do it and are able to really immerse themselves in the practices. And then the practice process is a little bit different with each team. You find out some things work with this team and some things don't. With us, specific challenges this year were, for example, having an older, more experienced team, of learning new habits, because also the more experienced players bring stronger habits from previous systems or previous experiences, of learning that system, and then still having enough time to recover from the games and from the practices, which is not always easy with the older players. So that's something we try to balance this year especially, and sometimes it works, sometimes it didn't. But everything starts with the focus and the commitment of the players to daily improvement. So this is the key to all the teams, because when you start out in the beginning of the summer or beginning of the season and preseason, most of the teams are playing pretty bad basketball compared to what is being played in the last rounds or after New Year. So the key is the continuous improvement of the team. That's what really drives the training process. And we found out this year also that most of the guys made bigger improvements if we throw them into the deep end, so to speak. So constantly must give players new challenges that they have to overcome.
In the last days, you had some talks with the players. Would you say, is the team in a situation of radical change?
Depends what it means, radical change. There's going to be big roster turnover, for sure. Part of that is because we want to get, as a group, a little bit younger. And like I said, we struggled with our defense the whole season, so we need some personal changes there. But I think we have a good blueprint of how to do things. So in that regard, I don't think that the changes are going to be radical in that regard.
Well, what are your next steps to be taken as a coach for the team? What do you do now?
Right now, after finishing the exit interviews, I'm compiling a let's say, a detailed analysis of the things that worked and didn't work all the way from the beginning, from the roster or recruiting and selection of players through the preseason and then early part of the season and late part of the season, things that worked, that didn't work, and my proposed changes of how to do things differently. Then parallel to that, we are a little bit late with the recruitment of the German players because of the fact we didn't know which league we're going to be in. So we are working on that also now all the time and trying to get a good picture of the market and how we fit into it and if there are players of interest or that we had mutual interest and the players have interest in playing for us. This is the most important thing because you have to have a solid German core in this league, and after that starts the when you have the German pieces in place, you can start to build the import positions into the team. And it's a little bit, it can sometimes look like it's a backward process, but that's how it works for the smaller teams. And a lot of times the more, let's say, players that are more expensive, they become cheaper in August and September. So there's a possibility that we have to wait a little bit longer to sign some key pieces. But during the summer, obviously, it's very important to create a practice idea or a development program for the players who are going to play for the club next season and have an idea of what they're going to do, which type of role they are, and work for that role and through their strengths and weaknesses.
It's not only about the players, it's about the coach as well. You are now getting in your third season in the Griesheim Merlins.
Fourth
season already, yeah. How you are motivated after this long, exhausting season to keep continuing your work there?
I'm actually very motivated. I felt like in a lot of ways, this was personally the heaviest season that took a huge mental toll on me. But at the same time, it was the season where I learned the most, not just about basketball, but also about myself and really about the art of coaching. And obviously what's also very important is understanding the league much better after having spent a full season in it. What are the specifics of the league, and some things we anticipated pretty well, and some things we didn't. And now we have much better context of where we will be working, and because the competition always happens in a certain environment, and it's very important to understand that environment as well as possible. And we have a much stronger view on that. So in a lot of ways, I feel like having achieved the goal of staying in the league, we really, as a club and myself personally, we received the lesson, but we didn't get the punishment. So I feel we are very hungry to improve on the performance this season and not repeat the same mistakes twice.
What does Coach Isola does to relax and gain some new energy after this long, exhausting and nerve-wracking season?
Well, there's a few things that personally are important. With the, it's not only stressful time of the season, and losing is not only stressful for me, but it's also very stressful for the family. I have a wife and three small children, and very important to reload by spending time with the family and strengthening those relationships. And it's also very, let's say, good time to take your mind off basketball, at least at times. The other things are things that I try to do continuously throughout the season, but have obviously less time to do it, is do some running alone in the nature. That helps clear my mind and works as a counterbalance. A lot of times you get the best ideas during those runs, where you're able to kind of be alone with your own thoughts. Or then one thing that gets hard in the stressful times during the season is reading books. That's hard to maintain concentration because the work things start to push through then. So usually in the off season, it's easier to do some reading. And obviously, you know, it's my job, but it's also a huge passion, and I have love for the game. Game of basketball has given me a lot, so I also spend it, you know, watching basketball and trying to learn new things about the game. And that's ultimately my goal, is to understand this game at a higher level every year.
Last but not least, what do you miss the most out of your home country, Finland, here in Germany, Crailsheim?
Good question. I would say it's friends and family. That has been an adjustment we have had. We have created new relationships here, my family and I, but it's you see your family not very often, mother, father, and my siblings or then the friends that you accumulate and become very close throughout the years. And this year or last summer, I was in Finland for about a week and a half. This year it will be about the same amount, so about 10 days out of the 365 days, so it's not too much. So I would say that's the thing that I miss most.